Welcome to Cosmic Scene with Jill Jardine. I'm your host, Jill Jardine, Master's in Counseling Psychology, professional astrologer, psychic healer from many moons. In today's episode, my guest is Hillary Harley, my colleague in astrology. Tune in to hear about our update for August through December 2022. Welcome to the episode with my guest, Hillary Harley, fellow astrologer. Hillary Harley is the host of podcast Mystical Messages. Check it out on Spotify, Google, and Apple Podcasts. Hillary Harley hails originally from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and has called Boston her home since 1987. Hillary began her astrological studies in 1998 with teachers Dietrich Pessin, Monique Pommier, and Dorothy Oja, and founded Harley Holistic Healing in 2001. Hillary became a certified Reiki master in 2016 and certified to read the Akashic Records in 2018. Reiki and the Akashic Records are integrated into all of her astrology readings. In addition to being a holistic healer, Hillary authored Ring of Truth, a novel which traces the life of dancer at the Paris Opera Ballet during the Second Empire, France. Hillary is a student and practitioner of Kundalini Yoga since 1991. She holds a BFA and MLA degrees from Southern Methodist University and an MPA from Suffolk University. Hillary is a member of the International Association of Reiki Professionals as well as the National Council for Geocosmic Research, a professional organization for astrologers. Check her out on her website, book some readings and other services at hillaryharley.com. That's HillaryHarley.com. It is my honor and pleasure to welcome my esteemed colleague and friend, astrologer Hillary Harley. Welcome, Hillary.
Hey, Jill. Thank you so much for having me today on your show.
I'm so excited to get you on the show and give my listeners another view of what's happening astrologically, giving your insights, and then together we will comment on some of these big astrological alignments that are coming up in the next few months from August 2022 through December 2022.
Yeah, there's a lot going on, that is for sure, and we are in the thick of it right now in August. As we know, there's been some push and some pull. Saturn, I call it Taskmaster Saturn, has been in Aquarius and going at it super strong with change agent Uranus. And that really peaks about mid-month. We feel some major stress around the full moon on Thursday, August 11th. So I just want everybody to watch for some really big resistance and push and pull. So, you know, you want to be flexible where you can. You don't want to give away the store. Certainly, you want to stand your ground if you really feel strongly. But you also want to ask where you can give a little and where to hold firm to your ideals. So this whole year is about values. That is a major theme, whom and what we value and how we go about developing our skills and talents. And I call it the currency of our lives. That's really at play right now. And yeah, the pandemic certainly stoked this, you know, a lot of people working remotely, choosing to move to more remote living situations and working out of their homes because it liberates them. It gives them some freedom.
Right. So,
yeah, that's really still going on at play. So, you know, given the resistance, we're digging deep.
Yeah. So I want to ask you about that full moon on August 11th. It's going to be a full moon in Aquarius, Sun in Leo, forming that T-square to Uranus and the North Node in Taurus. What do you think that's going to stir up for people?
People don't want to budge. They don't change. And this is about, you know, I'll give you a minor example. People, particularly my age, don't want to have to learn technology. And Saturn and the moon in Aquarius, you know, they're tightly conjoined at this full moon. We're really being pushed to find new ways to connect to each other. And it's also, Aquarius is about ideas and abstract concepts. And this is really pushing us to think creatively, out of the box, non-mainstream. And the T-square, this challenge, it's like three heavyweight boxers in a ring going at it with the sun. And then, as you mentioned, Uranus in the North Node, that is about, okay, well, how do I budget my time, energy, and money?
Right.
You know, while I try to figure out this new way to connect. So, you know, we're being pushed out of our comfort zones is the short way to explain it.
Yeah, that's definitely a good explanation. At the same day, Venus is going to go into Leo, so that would add more energy into the Leo part, which is like me first. All the narcissists will like thrive under that Sun Venus in Leo.
Yeah,
and I feel like too, you know, we're not really talking about this. It's sort of like the elephant in the room, but the Uranus North Node conjunction had been going on since the end of July. And then we have the moon and Saturn. And so that Saturn and Aquarius, Uranus's sign, that's a lot of like rebellious energy too. So if there's any kind of mandates or edicts, or if there's any kind of limitation, restriction, or anything coming to the masses, onto the masses, let's say, you know, there's any changes that want to be implemented, I don't think it will go over too well. I think that people are going to be in a rebellious or revolutionary type of mind, which is may not play out then in mid-August, but it's something that is kind of stewing and brewing behind the scenes.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, this is all about marching to your own drummer and the need to be heard, which is that Leo, Venus and Sun, they want to be seen and heard. So in a whole new way, and loud, out loud and proud, no matter what your stripe is or your platform. And then the other piece of this that it continues to build, it, you know, normally there's sort of a calm after the full moon, but Uranus turns retrograde on Wednesday, August 24th, right before a new moon. And I always watch that period when Uranus turns retrograde or forward motion, because it can be, I've just noticed in my own life and culturally on the news, what's happening in current events, that can be a real pot stirrer.
I agree, because Uranus tends to create some swirling energy or even chaotic energy. And as it goes retrograde in Taurus, I think the area where we may see some concern is the economy, or there's new, even more information coming out or new news about economic situations that people didn't even realize. And that's what we're going to head into the fall with.
Yeah. The fall is looking pretty dicey. As we talked about on my show, it is really something else. First, we have Mercury turning retrograde.
Right. As we get into September. Before we get to September, though, can you comment on that new moon in Virgo on the 27th of August and what people can, how can they use that energy? I mean, I think it's a moon that they can use for health and healing, but what would be your insight on how to work with the new moon? Because new moons are always a good time to seed something new.
Yes, absolutely. So new moons are about setting intentions, and Virgo is about rituals, practices, routines, habits. So if you want to start something new, anything new, Virgo is about putting your nose to the grindstone. It is hyper efficient, practical, pragmatic. And it really wants to get the job done. It has a superior work ethic. So that Saturday, August 27th, is the Virgo new moon. And heading into the school year and back to, you know, work and the regular routine, you know, if you want to put a fresh face forward, that, you know, think ahead about routines that you can start to implement. And it's 60 days. I don't know if people know this, but it takes 60 days of doing a habit or a routine at the same time, preferably every single day, for it to become automatic. So Virgo is really, that Virgo new moon is really there to help you out with cementing, whether it's weight loss or business practice or anything that you want to implement. That is a great time to start that.
Yes, I agree. And Virgo, it is get back to business. So even though it's pre-Labor Day, I think a lot of people will be going back into the work and school mode prior to Labor Day here in the U.S. this year. And you're right. Yeah. It's like get those regimes and routines in order. Summer can sometimes be a free-for-all, but it's, I think, very important that we get very, very aligned and focused in our personal lives to weather whatever is going to be coming down the pike, as we say here. In Massachusetts in the fall. And we jump pretty fast into it, as you were precursing, in early September with the Mercury retrograde right before a full moon. So what do you say about that, Miss Hillary? What can you share with my listeners?
So Mercury, I call it messenger Mercury. This is the planet that rules how we think and how we speak. And if anybody is familiar with astrology, they tend to be familiar with Mercury retrograde because it rules communication and commerce and transactions. So, you know, any major contracts, I'm not talking about going to the grocery store and going about your daily routine, but like any major contracts that you need to sign, any major purchases that you need to make, you want to do that in the month of August or right around Labor Day. I wouldn't push too far into September. And then, you know, if you're not ready to pull the trigger on any of this, you want to hold off until after October 1st, because Mercury is going to be retrograde between September 10th, Saturday, and Saturday, October 1st. And I'm sure we've talked about this before, where we do the RE words to make use of this time. So research, review, like if you want to book a trip, if you want to put money down on a new car, anything like that, looking for a home, it's a great time to do your research during this 3-week window, September 10th to October 1st. And, you know, six out of the 10 planets are going to be retrograde during the month of September. So there can be this feeling like, you know, working through sludge or why isn't anything happening?
Right.
That's actually a really useful time. You know, if you think about a sleep cycle, where would we be if we didn't sleep? This is nature's way of saying, take a break. And although we just started back to school and back to work after summer vacation, this is a time to fine tune and reset and recharge, reboot anything that is not working smoothly.
Great advice, Hillary. And I agree that September is going to be a month where people want to hit the ground running, but there may be a lot of delays, frustrations, and obstacles that have to be overcome. And it, as we've said previous times, it's a very good time for internal practice. So get your meditation on. And that will be really strong, right, around that full moon on the 10th as well, which is in Pisces, a spiritual sign.
Yes, yes. So it's, you know, Virgo, the Virgo sun is about control and planning and efficiency and practice. The opposite, Pisces full moon, is loosely conjoined to Neptune that same day that Mercury goes retrograde. And if you view it as an invitation to dive in to a deeper realm, and as you said, meditation, yoga, journaling, water, and music. You can't do enough of that particular weekend, the second weekend of September. So, you know, whether it's kayaking or walking by a body of water or swimming, going to the beach, anything like that, being out in nature, that's a really good way to reset.
Excellent advice. And also, we should let people know about this Mercury retrograde starting off in Libra, which will more likely affect partnerships and decision making. So as you had said earlier, people might want to hold on and making decisions because Libra is that seesaw that goes back and forth with the pros and cons, trying to make up its mind. So I like your advice. Just wait until after October 2nd and make the big decisions.
Let's take a quick break.
Hi, this is Rahul, host of the Bearded Mystic podcast. Subscribe to this podcast as I dive deep into the philosophy of non-duality within Hinduism. I speak about the teachings of the mystics from numerous traditions. There's guided meditations, and currently I'm giving my thoughts on the Bhagavad Gita. Come and join me. Subscribe right now to the Bearded Mystic podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you're listening now.
Yeah, for sure. That is a really good time. You know, October starts to, it's like dominoes, because all of these planets that are retrograde in the month of September start to move direct, beginning with Mercury on Sunday, October 2nd. And it's like forward motion in a major way. Pluto turns direct on Columbus Day weekend, conjoined to a full moon in Aries. So that is like go time in a major way.
Right. It's like people are going to, if you take advantage of those retrograde cycles in September, because then it's fast forward in October as Mercury and Pluto go direct within a week of each other.
Exactly. So we're going to feel this major gear shift the first week of October. And so, you know, you want to make sure you're ready to sign on the dotted line, or, you know, ready to go purchase a house, or, you know, sign a purchase and sale agreement. These are the significant documents in life that we get going.
Then on the 23rd, we have a lot of activity that week. We've got Saturn going direct. We've got Venus and the Sun both going into Scorpio on the 23rd of October, 2 days before the solar eclipse on the 25th, all in Scorpio. So what can you tell our listeners about that?
So Scorpio, it gets a bad rap, in my opinion. Scorpio is about treasure. And so we're looking at what is underneath the surface with the solar eclipse. And you should definitely be thinking about your intentions that you want to set on Thursday, October 25th, with this new moon solar eclipse. It is at 2 degrees Scorpio, so very, very early in Scorpio, which is about shared resources, joint finances, power, sex, the big guns in life, sex, death, shared resources, taxes. So, you know, it could be economic news that shakes out, but it can also be a time to say, I need to clean the slate and move forward with my finances in a way that makes a lot of sense.
Right. And there might be actually something going on collectively, economically, then leading into the Scorpio equinox, with the eclipses again happening in Scorpio, the solar eclipse on the 25th, leading into the lunar eclipse, Scorpio Taurus, on the 8th of November. But before we get to November, we have Mars going retrograde on the 30th.
Yes, right in time for Halloween in Gemini. So Mars, go ahead.
And it's a long stay, right? In Gemini, it stays there until March of 2023.
Yeah, it goes into Gemini, I believe, in September. And that is a long time from, it might even be mid-August. So we get 5 months of this tour of Mars going through the sign of Gemini. And I just want to talk about Gemini for a little bit, because it's not just about communication. It's also about siblings and short distance transportation like cars, trains, or buses. But you definitely want to be focusing on messages and how you think and how you speak, how your message is received, who's listening, and maybe training your brain. If you tend to be a worrier, how can you flip that? Because this is an opportune time. You know, Mars retrograde isn't all bad. Retrogrades are not all bad or all good or whatever. They're, you know, they're opportunities to refine practices and systems that are in place.
Yes, and I think Mars retrograde in Gemini is going to reveal a lot of information. People can backtrack and go back and look at things that they didn't get to really research or look at in depth. And I was just thinking as you were talking, it reminds me of that title of the old movie, Sex, Lies, and Videotape. So we're going to hear about a lot of things coming out that went on earlier, because Mars is a warrior, but when he goes through the sign Gemini, he's going to be a bit of a gossiper and revealing a lot of scandal, I think.
Yeah, for sure. And information is exactly, it's going to dominate the news. Who knew what, when? You just want to watch neighbors, community, looking out for your neighbor, avoiding gossip. I mean, it's never a good idea to be spreading rumors anyway. But I mean, you really want to pay attention to what you're thinking and who's saying what to you, and make sure your language that you use is above board.
Very good advice. My guest is Hillary Harley. You can check her out, book a reading, book some of her other offerings at www.hillaryharley.com, hillaryharley.com, Hillary with one L.
Thank you.
My guest is Hillary Harley, astrologer extraordinaire, and we're into the month of November 2022, and there is a big keynote astrological date that occurs in early November.
Yes, so we enter the month of November between eclipses, which is not a great time to start anything. Just a word to the wise, especially with Mars retrograde. So this second eclipse on the full moon, the lunar eclipse of November 8th, is really packing a punch. It's during Mars retrograde, as I mentioned, but it also coincides with the full moon and election day. So that's going to be a fun day.
So yeah, we enter daylight savings time here in the U.S. on the 6th, bringing in the darkness. And then we have the shadow eclipse on the 8th of November, Election Day 2022 in the U.S. So there'll be all kinds of shadows emerging.
Yeah, and Scorpio, this eclipse on November 8th is at a very strong degree, 15 Taurus and Scorpio. So, you know, these are the money signs, values, show me the money is Taurus, worth, self-worth, resources, both natural, Mother Earth, what you can see, feel, and touch, but also the intangible resources, your skills and talents that you apply to earn money. And it's, Scorpio is notorious for power and power struggles. And wealth, how wealth is used in terms of power. And this could be about the stock market for sure. It could be about reallocation of resources in a more fairly, you know, equal distribution sense. There's a lot of themes with this particular eclipse.
Right. The money piece is huge because it's the follow-up eclipse to the one that happened in May of 2022, where the markets all basically crashed, crypto and the stock market, not crash, but the stock market did go on that downward trajectory. So right. This is the companion eclipse to the May 16th, 2022 on November 8th. So we're still looking at finances, economy, and where it's election day, there's going to be a lot of, you know, I think Scorpio reveals what's hidden in the shadow. So we'll be hearing about a lot of hidden activities and what people have been using money, resources, and power to back up.
Exactly. And it's, you know, who has the power and who doesn't, and maybe who should have the power. So all that is going to be rolled out and for view mid-month for sure, in November.
Right. And then it gets a little brighter and lighter on the 23rd of November with that new moon in Sagittarius. We're done with Scorpio. Yay.
Yay.
And the same day, Jupiter goes direct, who's the great benefic, or as we say, the cosmic Santa Claus, is going to go direct on the day that the sun is in the sign he rules. So shiny, yeah, happy people again, right? After the dark shadows of Scorpio.
Yeah. And you know, that Jupiter turning direct motion on Wednesday, November 23rd, could not be better, because Jupiter rules long distance travel. So anybody that's traveling for Thanksgiving by airplane really has a leg up. I mean, pardon the pun. But it's like, you know, you'll be able to really soar that day. And the traffic snafus that often happen around Thanksgiving are going to be somewhat less. So that's going to help for Thanksgiving weekend for sure.
Yes, which makes us wonder why. Maybe less people are traveling for some reason because of something that happened earlier.
Oh, that could be. And also, it's very expensive. You know, if you've looked at flights lately, it's been, and Thanksgiving is notorious, the holidays are very expensive to purchase tickets for. So it could be, you know, the plane tickets get a little too pricey for people.
Yeah, that makes sense, especially with all the Scorpionic and the money energy that goes on in October and early November. And then, speaking of holidays, we get into the last month of 2022, December, and there's a full moon early on in the month on the 7th of December, full moon with the sun in Sagittarius, moon in Gemini. What's your take on that, Hillary, as far as what might play out?
The truth shall set you free. That's...
You betcha.
So, anything that gets dug up with the Scorpio energy in November... you know, December and Jupiter and Sagittarius all have to do with the law. So, you know, honesty is the best policy, everybody. And you want to make sure that you're not parking in the handicap zone, that you're doing the right thing. And you just want to watch out for that you're really being above board and playing fairly.
Yes, exactly. And communication lines will be open because those are the two communication signs. So there should be a lot of interesting information coming up, and we may have a lot of awakenings too at that time.
Yes, for sure. And the end of the month, Mercury does go retrograde on the 29th. Right before New Year's Eve. So entering the new year, we're going to have both Mars and Mercury retrograde. So it's going to be another slow start. I think 22 was off to a slower start than usual. And it's going to be the same thing for January 2023.
Right. And that Mercury retrograde from December 29th through January 18th, 2023 is in the sign Capricorn. So it won't be back to business as usual at the beginning of the year with that Mercury retrograde.
Right, right. Now, it's going to take some time for people to settle in to the new energy that's going on. But I agree about the awakenings during the month of December and the spiritual connections that are going to be happening. So paying attention to your intuition and your spidey senses for the month of December. I mean, all the time is a good idea, but particularly during this very sacred month of December.
Yeah, I think a lot of people will experience a rebirthing of sorts, you know, that through the ups and downs of the year 2022, I think a lot of people will come out of it with a lot of awakening, new consciousness, and just seeing things in a different or a higher perspective. So that's our hope and wish for everybody.
Yes. I mean, Jupiter and Sagittarius, the energy that dominates in December, is big picture. It's much more global. It is definitely rules higher consciousness. So if you can step back and get some perspective, often walking in nature, being in nature, just to take a breather, to give yourself a different look, way of looking at something is always a good idea, but particularly that may occur during the month of December.
Thank you, Hillary. Great analysis of August through December. My guest has been Hillary Harley. Check her out at hillaryharley.com. That's HillaryHarley. And listen to her podcast. Tell us a little bit about your podcast, Hillary, before we sign off.
Yeah, so my podcast is called Mystical Messages. It's available through Google, Apple, and Spotify, and it features a monthly forecast that is released at the end of each month for the forthcoming month, and I also at mid-month feature guests in the metaphysical realm, in the healing arts. So you are coming up on my podcast if you want to catch more about what's to come this fall and early winter. The episode with you, Jill, drops on Friday, August 12th.
Okay, so your listeners and my listeners will stay tuned to that episode. And it's been, again, an honor and privilege to have you as my guest here on Cosmic Scene, Hillary.
Thank you so much for having me, Jill. It's a joy.
Thank you. I hope you enjoyed this episode with my guest, astrologer Hillary Harley, and our update for August through December 2022. Make sure that you subscribe, download, share, and give us a 5-star review. This is Cosmic Scene with Jill Jardine signing out, sending you healing cosmic currents through the quantum field.